It's the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent. And at the end of November, State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard announced that she would step down from her leadership post in order to run for Dane County Executive. The next day, Democratic state senators elected our next guest as their next leader. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein was first elected to the State Assembly in 2012 and the State Senate in 2022, where she now represents a district that includes parts of Dane, Iowa, Greene, Columbia, and Sauk counties. And you have a direct line to our guest right now. You can call in with your question or comments at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Senator Hesselbein, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to start by getting your thoughts on former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl. He served three terms in the U.S. Senate as a Democrat, passed away 2 days after Christmas. What do you see as Senator Kohl's legacy here in Wisconsin?
What a statesman. Herb Kohl was just an amazing person. You know, he wasn't just a great legislator or a great businessman, though. I know people are keep talking about that. But I want to focus, I guess, on Herb Kohl's kindness. I met him a few times and spent a little bit of time for him when I was on the Dane County Board. We went to a few things together. And he was always so kind to talk with me, to hear what was happening in the district, real local issues, and then how to move forward. Herb's a legend. What a life.
Yeah, I appreciate that perspective. You were selected last month by fellow Democrats in the Senate to be their next leader. What are your priorities for this position, Senator?
Well, the main, you know, priority when you're in the minority is to get into the majority. So on that level, we're going to be, and we have been, recruiting great candidates, raising money. We're going to be listening to voters at the doors all year, and then we're going to win. Those are the main things we need to be focusing on.
Well, with that in mind, the state Supreme Court has now ruled that Wisconsin's legislative maps are unconstitutional, and they're ordering new ones to be drawn as we speak. What might this mean for you, and how would you like to see these new maps be created?
Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court affirmed what the majority of Wisconsinites already know, that the state's gerrymandered, highly partisan legislative maps are unconstitutional. And we've been dealing with this for more than a decade. But with fair and constitutional maps that are going to be happening, we really have a shot to have fair maps in the state of Wisconsin. So issues that are popular in Wisconsin, like Medicaid expansion, paid Family Medical Leave Act, child care counts, cannabis legislation, labor rights, gun safety, LGBTQ plus rights, public school funding, fair and targeted tax relief can all happen if we have fair maps. And that's what we're going to be hoping that the Supreme Court does.
Our guest, new state Senate Minority Leader, Democratic Senator Dianne Hesselbein of Middleton, and you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Senator Hesselbein, as Minority Leader now, what's your dialogue like with your Republican colleagues? What's your relationship like with Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux? How do you work across the aisle?
Well, one of the, I think when Senator Lemieux was first elected to the Assembly, I was there as well, and we worked on a bill together that we passed the Assembly and did pass the Senate. So I've known him for years. When I was first elected Minority Leader, he reached out to congratulate me, as did Senator Kapenga, and we sat down within a few weeks just to talk about our priorities moving forward, if there are ways we can work together, and just to have that open dialogue and communication.
Yeah. So going forward in this 2024 here, what do you see as is there common ground for Republicans and Democrats in the state Senate as you see it?
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about, I know the Republicans are rolling out a medical marijuana proposal today. We'll see what that looks like. I have had a medical marijuana proposal for years, and I have intentionally held off releasing it because I've been talking with some of the Republican members and trying to figure out what that bill would look like. So we'll see what that looks like. We have to do something about PFAS with the Department of Natural Resources. Currently, the Senate passed a bill that was short-sighted, and we really need to let the scientists do their job. So I'm hoping we can go back to that issue within the last few months and clean up that bill so we can pass something to give much-needed relief to our environment.
Yeah, Senator Hesselbein, can you explain a little bit more about this PFAS legislation that passed and why it doesn't go far enough from your perspective?
Sure. The legislation, I think, was authored by Senator Coles and Senator Wimberger, really didn't let the Department of Natural Resource scientists get in there to figure out where the PFAS was coming from and then deal with the issue. It was really hamstringing the department. So, like I said, I'm hoping we can go back and do some cleanup literally on that bill and for the environment as well.
And when it comes to potential marijuana legislation in Wisconsin, there is some form of legal marijuana, mostly surrounding the state surrounding Wisconsin at this point. Is there support among Democrats in the state Senate for a recreational marijuana legislation? And would medical marijuana be the common ground between Democrats and Republicans? How might this play out in 2024?
Well, I think the, you know, it's, we're going to have to look at the details of the bill. I saw Speaker Voss being interviewed this weekend saying it's going to be the most restrictive in the country. So that, you know, makes me worry. So I think medical marijuana is a step in the right direction. They've been floating this idea for years, but they have yet to move on medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. So the details are super important. And I want to be sure that we're not choosing winners and losers for pain. People that are in pain. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to reading the bill and seeing if maybe the Democrats can get behind it. We'll see.
Do you see from the perspective of Republicans who would want the most restrictive medical marijuana law in the country, do you see where they're coming from? Do you understand what their argument might be about legalization to some degree of marijuana?
I listen to what they say, but it doesn't always make sense to me, I'll be honest. So I think with every state around us with legalizing, and certainly after Colorado did, my gosh, how long ago was that now? We've been able to see what has worked in other states and what hasn't worked. And honestly, the bill that Senator Eggard puts forward every 2 years kind of takes all of that into account. It changes a little bit when we learn more about the issue. So I think she's been really reflective about what it needs to be for recreational marijuana. I'm hopeful that someday we can get there. But this is definitely maybe a step in the right direction. But like I said, I don't know what the bill says. It could be going in the opposite direction. I have no idea what this bill looks like.
Senator Hasselbein, do we have any do we un have any understanding since the legalization of marijuana in Michigan and Illinois, what sort of effect that has had on Wisconsin?
Not that I know of off the top of my head, but I do
Yeah.
know, you know, they're getting those dollars there instead of them spending it here. And those are people from Wisconsin that are going across state lines to get the marijuana that they would like.
Democratic Senator Dianne Hesselbein of Middleton, our guest, and we invite you to join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Jane in Suamico, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm wondering if she could speak to the abortion ban bill that's continuing to make its way through the legislature. In the Senate, it's SB 300. I'm not sure what the assembly number is, but I believe it's an abortion ban.
Senator Hesselbein?
Sure, I'm happy to talk about how women should be able to make their own reproductive choices all over the United States, not just in the state of Wisconsin. So I am hopeful that, you know, right now, Dane County Judge has said that it's legal. I heard over the weekend some Republicans were talking about another bill to, oh, I'm trying to think, to make abortion legal up to 20 weeks or something like that. So I just believe that women should be able to have full autonomy over their body and be able to decide when and when they'd like to be pregnant and if they'd like to be pregnant.
But in a legislative minority, what can you do to defend those rights as you support them, legislatively? What role will you play as a Senate minority leader in defending that?
Well, definitely when it, if it comes to the floor, talking about the importance of women having, you know, the right to do what they want with their own bodies and that politicians don't belong in the rooms. I mean, I don't like to be in the doctor's office any more than anybody else does, but I shouldn't have any say over what's happening in anybody else's doctor's meeting. So just talking about that and encouraging the governor when these abortion bans come up, to veto them. That's what we can do.
Jane, thank you so much for the question, and we invite yours as well at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. You're listening to the State Capitol Report, and our guest is Senator Dianne Hesselbein of Middleton. She's the new minority leader of the Democrats in the state Senate, and you can call in with your question or thoughts for the senator this morning. Our conversation continues. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's your state capitol report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is the new leader for Democrats in the state Senate. So what questions do you have for Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein? Or what would you like her to know? Call in with a question or your comments, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. And Senator Hesselbein, you mentioned earlier about expansion of Medicaid in Wisconsin. You introduced a bill late last year that would expand Medicaid in Wisconsin through the Federal Affordable Care Act. As I understand it, Wisconsin remains one of just 10 states that have yet to expand Medicaid. Democrats have repeatedly pushed to expand Medicaid in Wisconsin. Is there any progress in the legislature as you see it as getting Republicans on board?
Well, one of the things I keep doing when I talk to my Republican colleagues is I'm trying to figure out why. I've been wondering why for a long time, because they kept changing the reason why they didn't want Medicaid expansion, because majority of Wisconsinites have long supported expanding Badger Care and saving our state $1.6 billion. So at first, you know, it was they thought that the Affordable Care Act was going to go away if after Barack Obama was no longer going to be president, and then Donald Trump became president and the Affordable Care Act still stands. They thought they were going to be able to undo the Affordable Care Act, but they couldn't. So it was, that was one of the issues. And then when Joe Biden became president, I said, see, now under a Republican and a Democratic president, we still have the Affordable Care Act. Therefore, can't we do Medicaid expansion like all the other states besides, you know, being one of 10? And they still haven't come up with a reason why, except, you know, well, it's federal. I don't understand why they don't like federal programs, because we take federal monies for all sorts of things, for schools, for roads. So I don't understand what it has to do with this form of health care, why they're leaving so many people in the state of Wisconsin behind.
So what would you say to your Republican counterparts in an argument that Wisconsin should now expand Medicaid for the state?
I would say, show me why not. I can show you why. I can show you the other states that have done it. I can tell you that, you know, Chris Christie did this and when he was governor, and all the other Republican governors that made this decision. This isn't a Democratic or a Republican issue. This is honestly a people issue. And it honestly helps the people in our state that don't make enough money, that would help them have really great health insurance and health care, which is what we want, to keep people healthy. So tell me why not, and maybe we can go from there. But as of yet, the only reason I've gotten in conversations is they don't want to take federal money.
So are we already paying for expanded Medicaid through the federal government, but not receiving it from the state because the state won't expand it? Is that the case?
Yeah, we're paying, so our state dollars are going to pay for this healthcare instead of getting it from the federal government. So if we would take the money from the federal government, we could use that money for healthcare. And then I think it was a few years ago, President Biden even put sort of a nice little incentive in there. I think it was like, I don't even remember how many, $1 million, $1 billion, something where it would be like, if you take this, we will give you more money to do what you want with it. And even that, the Republicans that I talked to didn't like that. So I'm not sure their rationale. I'd love it if they're listening today to give a call in, because I'd love to have that conversation.
That phone number is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, where Tina in Green Bay is standing by. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. I'm just wondering if there's been any talk, or if there's going to be anything coming up about affordable or low-income housing, because there's such a huge need. And, you know, just piggybacking off what you said, I work for Managed Health Services of Wisconsin. I work with low-income women every day who use Medicaid, and an expansion would be so great in the state. And I think legislators who are not up for that should maybe have a better conversation with their constituents, because there's a huge need out there for people for both of those things.
Tina, thank you so much for the question and the comment. So, Senator Hesselbein, we've talked about this on this show, about the need for affordable housing and a housing crisis that exists not just in Wisconsin, but across the country right now. Are there any updates at the state legislative level on making housing more affordable for more people in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, Tina, thanks so much for calling and asking that question. And also, when it comes to healthcare, you know, you mentioned you're in Green Bay. Please reach out. I think your senator is Senator Wimberger. Please reach out to him and let him know that you care about these issues. Everybody around the state of Wisconsin should talk to their state senator or state representative and let them know what matters to them. You can send an email to them or you could give a call to the office, but those things are really important. As far as, you know, affordable housing, that is a crisis we see all over the United States, not just in Wisconsin. The first thing, we did put a few bills out there to help with this, some incentives, but we need to be doing more. So I would look, I know we put a package of bills, the Democrats put a package of bills out, I think 3 or 4 months ago. Take a look at that. Those are things that if the Democrats were in charge of the state legislature, that we'd be able to do to help people get into affordable housing, because it's a crisis everywhere, whether you're living in, you know, a rural area or an urban area. It's a real problem.
Let's go to Rosa now in Waterford. Rosa, good morning. You're on the air with Senator Dianne Hesselbein.
Hey, good morning. So the reason the Republicans don't want federal government, because we don't want the federal government telling us how to run our state. For example, when Obama became president, one of the first things he did on his first few days was tell the state, you better have transgender boys in girl bathrooms. Otherwise, we're going to take federal money away for the schools, for the state schools. That is why the Republicans, common sense Republicans, do not want federal money in our state.
And that's because you were concerned that the federal government would control what Wisconsin can do, Rosa?
Of course.
Okay.
Look at the federal government now. It's over $30 trillion in debt. Because Republicans lead, the state budget, Wisconsin, is great because Republican common sense monetary policy is keeping it at bay. Look at the federal government. It's ridiculous that they don't know how to budget. We're still fighting this. And we don't want transgender boys in girls' bathrooms.
I am glad you called, Rosa, and thank you so much for the perspective. And our state budget has a surplus. The federal budget runs a deficit. Senator Hesselbein, would this be the expansion of Medicaid? Would that change the control over what Wisconsin can do?
I don't believe so. I think, Rosa, thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. But, you know, we take federal money for so many other programs in our state. So I don't see how this would be an overreach for the federal government at all, but I do appreciate you calling in and telling me your perspective.
And she also brought up transgender issues and issues that have been a concern for some about equality, access, LGBTQ issues. Senator Hesselbein, where do the Senate Democrats stand on this?
So we stand with the LGBTQ plus community, and we don't see these issues as being something that people need to worry about. There's maybe one instance where somebody felt badly about something, and then all of a sudden, you know, there are all these flurry of bills to hurt the people that are transgender in our state, whether it be K-12 education or higher education or who can play in sports and all that sort of thing. We've got a lot of issues in the state of Wisconsin. And honestly, the people in the LGBTQ community, they deserve our love and support, not our nitpicking and not our being mean to them, quite frankly. So I think it's really unfortunate when these things happen, but I just want to make it clear to anybody listening that the Democrats stand with the people in the LGBTQ community, full stop.
We're talking with the new state Senate Minority Leader, Senator Dianne Hesselbein of Middleton, and there's still time for your calls at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Senator Hesselbein, you're sponsoring a bill that would allow for greater tax deductions for college savings accounts. Please explain what this bill would do.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, it's SB 752. It had public hearing last week. It's a bipartisan bill. I've been working on this. It's called EdVest for years. It makes some simple, necessary changes to increase the accessibility of college and apprenticeship programs for young people. Basically, when you have a young person in your life, you can give some money for EdVest. It'll hold on to that account tax-free until that person is older if they decide to go on to post-secondary school, whether that be a trade, apprenticeship, or any type of college. University stuff. Grandparents do this too. They save money for this. So it's letting people increase their how much they want to be putting in that a year tax-free. And we think it's great. We heard about affordability with higher education when I was on a task force for Governor Evers on student loan debt. And this is a small way that we can help future students be able to afford higher education, whatever that looks like for them.
Have an email here from Dave, ideas@WPR.org is our email address. He's asking about a series of bills that have been introduced in the Senate, he says, on voting restrictions, which include things like citizenship requirements. Have there been any studies about how much these bills would cost to implement and the effect they would have?
No, Dave, I don't know. Those just, I believe, came out. So we're going to be trying to get a memo on that to see how much those ideas would cost. You know, that's one of the things when you put out a bill, there's usually a fiscal estimate. So we have to wait some time for that, for them to do the looking at all the different ways that this bill could be expensive for the state. So yeah, I think that will be costing something.
Recently have seen diversity, equity, and inclusion as part of the debate at the state level, specifically when it came to raises for UW-Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin employees and the DEI programs at the UW level. How did you see the DEI debate in the legislature?
Well, I believe that diversity, equity, inclusion is extremely important. I believe it's important to our state, and I believe it's important to our country. It's unfortunate that Republicans decided to hold hostage a new engineering building for UW-Madison and also raises for 35,000 UW employees because they wanted to get rid of diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives from the UW-Madison, UW system. And that's a shame because Republicans passed this in the budget, the new engineering building and these raises, but they were holding it hostage because they wanted to get rid of diversity, equity, inclusion. And that's a shame, and it was a sham.
Senator Hesselbein, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
The new Senate Minority Leader, Dianne Hesselbein, representing in the state Senate parts of Dane, Iowa, Greene, Columbia, and Sauk counties. WPR is, by the way, a part of the UW system. You've been listening to the State Capitol Report. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.